107. Praise the Lord for the blood. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. And I'm so grateful for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, I wish I'm musical. I mean, all the missionary families were able to come up and do specials. Pastor Rick, during the conference, came up, "Hey, do you sing?" I already know, don't answer. Amen. So, well, looks like we're safe. There's no glass here, so can I sing? No, I'm just kidding. But what a blessing. I do play the keyboard. It has to be USB or wireless or Bluetooth connected, but I do play the computer keyboard, amen. And I'm so thankful for the privilege to be here tonight to meet the wonderful missionaries here. Of course, the church family here of Heritage Baptist Church heard so much about this ministry. And, of course, Dr. Shearer and just what the Lord has allowed him to do here. And I'm so grateful for the testimony that you have. For me, I'm not comfortable speaking in front of people. Amen. And to be honest with you, being the last person to basically close out the missions conference, I'm a little bit on edge and nervous. But it's been a great conference. I'm so appreciative and so thankful for the faithfulness of the dear members here at Heritage Baptist. Thank you for being an encouragement to us. Thank you for your love for the Lord. Thank you for your sacrifice. And, it's a privilege of mine. It's a double blessing for me, of course, not only to be a part of this missions conference, but to also, I found out that Dr. Hoover supported my pastor years ago when my pastor went out on deputation to raise support to plant our church. And he mentioned that to me, and boy, I get the privilege to say thank you personally. And I'm so grateful because without his support of my pastor, I probably would not be here. My wife would not be here. And so, thank you. Thank you. You know, missions does work. It works. I'm living proof. And dear folks, I just encourage you, be faithful. Keep on keeping on. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep being faithful. And I'm so thankful to be able to come to this conference and meet the dear missionaries here. And, of course, learn another way to introduce my name. That's always a blessing. Amen. Thanks, Brother Frost. And I really enjoyed the conference. And, of course, special thanks to our host, Commandors. What a blessing they've been to our family. And my boys enjoyed the fellowship of the Commandor boys as well. And so if you have your Bibles open and to Psalm 107 and you already have it, why don't you go and stand with me for the reading of God's Word. It's going to be very brief tonight. I just want to be a blessing to you, be an encouragement. Psalm 107. As a father, sometimes I find myself instructing my dear children multiple times. And I find myself repeating the things that I would like for them to do. And really, parents that are in here, you're familiar with that, you understand that. And that's just the way it is. You know, our Heavenly Father does the same to us. And in Psalm 107, there's a specific verse that he repeats three or four times. Verbatim. Word for word. And we're going to look at that tonight and see why is it so important. Obviously, we repeat ourselves because it's important. It's necessary. And tonight we're going to look at this verse here that repeats itself. I think God wants to send us a message. God wants us to let us know about something. And let's look at Psalm 107. Let's look at verse number 8, if you would, please. Psalm 107, verse number 8. The Bible says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness." And by the way, He's good. Amen? Amen. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." By the way, He's done a wonderful work. Amen. Awesome. Same exact verse. Verse number 15. "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Again, verse 21, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And lastly, verse 31, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. You see, repetition is for emphasis. God wants to emphasize to us that he wants men to praise him.
Amen.
First of all, he wants us to know that, hey, I'm good.
Amen.
God is good. Amen. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness. And also, secondly, his works are wonderful.
Amen.
You know, there's a song, there's the wonder of sunset at evening. The wonder of sunrise I see. And I forget the rest of the song. Amen. But the chorus, oh, the wonder of it all, the wonder of it all, just to think that God loves me. The wonder of it all, the wonder of it all, just to think that God loves me. What a wonderful wonder. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray and we'll get started. Father, thank you so much, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. We're so undeserving, Lord, but still, you died on the cross to make a way for us. But we're so grateful. And Lord, help us to understand that. Help us to realize that you desire for us to be an instrument of righteousness. Lord, a vessel unto honor fit for the Master's use. And I pray, Lord, that you would help me this evening to be a conveyor of your message. Lord, help me to be clear, concise. And Lord, I pray that you'd fill me with your Spirit, Lord. I pray that you'd meet with us tonight. We love you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. And as a father, our Heavenly Father, he wants us as his children to get a message. And that message is, he wants men to praise him. But here's the issue. What if they don't know him? How can they praise him? How can they praise a God who they don't know? You see, missions exist because worship doesn't. You see, folks, we're fortunate. We know about the true living God. That's why we're here to worship him.
Amen.
In spirit and in truth. But there's people all over the world who has no idea who the true and living God is. They, as Brother Inman mentioned, and Cambodia is the same way, 96% of Cambodia is, they're Buddhist. And each and every household, there's an altar. There's a house propped up by a stand, just like you saw in the video. And they sacrifice to that altar, hoping to appease the spirits. They don't know the true and living God. So how can they praise him? Please look with me, if you would, to Psalm 96. Psalm 96. Of course, Psalm 107, verse 8, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. But how can they praise him if they don't know who he is? The Bible says in Psalm 96, verse 3, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. You see, folks, it's our responsibility to take the Word of God, the truth, to a place where worship does not exist. That's why we have a missions conference. Look, there's countless millions, yea, billions of dollars that's spent on missions for what? To proclaim the truth.
Amen.
To tell people about the true and living God. You see, folks, you've heard the testimonies of the missionaries. You know, our desire is to tell people and to be a part of that ministry of reconciliation. That's what it's all about. And in order to do that, we have to come to the realization that what is our purpose? The Bible says in Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, "Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." See, God created us to please Him. That's the ultimate, really, that's the whole purpose of our life.
Sure is.
Of course, Brother Frost mentioned, he didn't get crucified, amen. It's not about winning souls, it's about pleasing the Lord and glorifying Him. That's what it's all about. You know what prompted me to go on the mission field, to surrender, if you would? God called me, but you know what? I had to surrender.
Yep.
I had to submit. But it wasn't until I understood that I was created for His pleasure.
Amen.
I was created to do what He wants me to do. And once I understood that, it was easy to submit. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now, we don't do good to go to heaven. We understand that. We're saved by grace through faith. But God saved us to do good.
Amen.
Do good unto all men, especially those of the... I forget that verse already. Man, I was going to quote Kamaya a moment ago. But you understand, God deserves everything. He deserves our lives. He deserves... We're not giving up anything, folks. But what a joy, Miss Inmit. I appreciate your testimony. We're having the time of our lives. Amen? We're having the time of our lives. Sometimes we get different sympathetic statements. Wow, you're traveling with 6 kids in a minivan, and it must be rough a little bit. But you know what? We get to do what we love to do. Amen? Get to do what we love to do. And what a blessing it is to be able to be obedient to the Lord. In Psalm 96, God gives us really the answer, what He wants us to do to be sure that all men can praise Him for His good work, for His goodness. And so in Psalm 96, I just want to give you really 4 simple points, how to declare God's glory. The Bible says in verse 3, let me read it again, "Declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods." Number one, we can declare God's glory by praising Him. Amen? He deserves it.
Amen.
He deserves it. He deserves to be praised. And it is our job to let the whole world know how good our God is.
Amen.
How great our God is. "So the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared among all gods, above all gods." And so we see here, we can start by praising.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I find myself in public saying, "Praise the Lord." And by the way, there was a point in my life where, oh, did I just say that? Hey, it's okay.
That's right.
The world, they can know that we're Christians, amen?
Amen.
Let's praise God. All we hear outside in the world is just people using God's name in vain. Let's get some Christians to stand up and praise His name, amen? Declare God's glory by praising. Secondly, let's declare God's glory by proclaiming, amen? By proclaiming. Verse 5 says, "For all the gods of the nations are idols." And by the way, they are. They are. They're just stones. They're just wood. They can't hear. They have ears, but they can't hear. They have eyes, but they can't see. We serve the true and living God. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. I'm so glad that my God is omniscient. I'm so glad that my God is omnipotent. I'm so glad that He can be everywhere at one time. And not only that, He does not change. Amen. Jesus Christ's name yesterday, today, and forever. And we see here, we need to proclaim Him. I know, I'm just like you, I'm flesh. And sometimes I got a chance, the privilege to go soul-winning with Pastor Commandor, and I told him before, when I was really timid and shy, and I still am, I would always hope that the door that I'm knocking on, amen, has a doorbell. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a doorbell, and usually I'm looking for that doorbell that's been painted over several times, amen? And I will press that doorbell. Of course, I know that it's not working, amen? Or hoping that that doorbell doesn't work, so no one would come out and I would have to talk to them. And so I'd be deathly afraid to talk to strangers. But I found out that that's okay. I can still proclaim, and I can start by telling them. Sometimes I don't know what to say, okay? Sometimes there's certain days where it just flows. And certain days you can't even spell the, amen? And then when that person comes out, you freeze. But you know what? I find out that we can start by telling them what happened to us, what God did for us.
Amen.
Give them your testimony. Tell them what happened to you. It's amazing. I love the testimony of the Apostle Paul.
Yep.
Acts chapter 26, he had the opportunity to stand before King Agrippa and give an account of, give his side of the story.
Yep.
Verse number 2, I love the phrase, he was happy to give an account. Let's turn there. I forget the exact verbiage there, but Acts 26. Let's look at Acts. What did the Apostle Paul say when he was given the opportunity? Verse number 2 of Acts 26, the Bible says, I think myself happy. I think myself happy. Boy, that's the attitude we should have. Look, when we get an opportunity to talk to somebody, to share them our side of the story, we should have the attitude of joy, of happiness. Hey, I get to tell you what happened to me. This is what happened to you. Let me tell you. And so the Apostle Paul was excited to be able to tell people, tell the court, tell the king his side of the story. And he used the opportunity to share the gospel by using his testimony. Folks, if you're saved this evening, you have a testimony. That's a wonderful work. Amen. God was so good that he did a wonderful work by saving and rescuing a sinner like you and me. Number one, by praising. Number two, we declare God's glory by proclaiming. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord, he made the heavens. Number three, by participating. Let's look at verse number 7. The Bible says, give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Folks, we can help declare the glory of God by participating. No doubt the members of this church have been doing just that. 34 years, preacher? 34 years, missions conference?
Yeah, 34
minutes. 34 years. Wow. Man, that's as long as I've been alive, amen? And I'm only 19. And so 34 years of faithfulness, of participating. Thank you.
Amen.
You're helping to declare the glory of God. You know, the missionary needs to get on. Pastor, you asked that question about what the plane tickets cost us. I hesitant to mention it, but it costs money.
Yeah.
It costs money. Praise the Lord, though, for us. The reason why we're able to save up and have the funds to travel is this: being national to the Cambodia being our origin country of origin, we do not have to pay visa fees. That's $1,000 a person, and with a family of my size, good grief, that's $8,000. Amen. And so we were able to save up that money and be able to come back and forth.
Amen.
And so, but we could not do what we do if people like you don't participate.
Listen now.
That's the whole purpose of this missions conference. You know, I thought, well, not only do you participate by monetary giving, you participate by giving of your time to pray for the missionaries.
Yeah.
Folks, I don't take this lightly. These prayer cards that we passed out, I want to put this in your hand. The whole purpose of me being here, if we don't get supported, so be it, but we get supported by prayer. And that's what we're all about. That's what we're after. I found out the word deputation, growing up in our church and seeing missionaries come, they're on deputation to raise some support. That's what I thought. They're just raising money, raising prayer and things like that. And I didn't really understand it until I went on deputation myself. The word deputation, of course, you think of deputation, you think of deputy sheriff, right? And a deputy sheriff is a representative of your local government here to enforce certain rules and laws, pretty much. And so he is deputized to enforce the laws. So he is given that, he is the representative, if you would. And so when I went on deputation, I understood, oh, so I am going to church after church to get deputized by them to represent them in Cambodia. I don't think the people of Heritage Baptist Church here in Great Falls, Montana, is making a trip to Cambodia anytime soon. Anybody like that? So we are hoping to be deputized by you.
Amen. Good.
To go to Cambodia and represent you, because the Bible does say for us to reach before us, beside us, and beyond us. Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
Right.
In Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the earth. And so how do we do that? By deputizing missionaries.
Good.
And praise the Lord, 34 years of deputizing missionaries. Thank you for your faithfulness. So we declare God's glory. We want to let people know, all men know of His goodness and His wonderful works by praising, by proclaiming, by participating, and lastly, number 4, by preparing. Let's look at verse number 11. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for He cometh.
Amen.
Folks, He's coming soon. There's no doubt. He's coming. Are we ready? Are we doing what we're supposed to be doing? Are we being faithful when He returns? What a scary thought. When the Lord comes, we're not prepared. What a scary thought. I don't know about you, but my heart's desire is I want to be found faithful.
Amen.
I want to hear the words of my Lord, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And folks, we are to be about doing our Father's business. To declare His glory among the heathens, His wonders among all people. Have we been doing that? Because He's coming soon. He's coming soon. It may be in my lifetime here, okay? It's a kind of a scary thing. I remember as a young person, "Lord, don't come yet. I want to get married, amen." And I'm already married. I have kids. I want Him to come, amen. Because we have a custom in Cambodia. I covet the Bukers. We have 5 wonderful daughters, amen. And in Cambodia, the custom is if you have daughters, you're going to be bringing in the cash. Let me tell you why. Because in order for the guy to marry your daughter, he has to pay a dowry.
Sweet.
Pay a dowry.
Move in Cambodia.
Yeah. Now, I only have 2 daughters, amen? And the dowry, of course, our custom, the dowry is you can build a house for your in-laws, or you can bring them a sheep or a cow, a fat one, not a skinny one. And different things like that. But praise the Lord, my in-law is Americanized, and so she wanted cash, amen? And so, I'll be honest with you, Brother Rick. I think I told you. I just graduated from Bible college. I can't tell you. It's unethical to tell you, amen? But let's just say I have to put her on credit card, amen? I paid some interest. Hey, but she was well worth it. She was well worth it. And so, I have no idea what I'm talking about right now. I totally forgot. But Cambodia, thank you. Amen. So we're going to Cambodia. Amen. So the point of the matter is this, folks. I really lost my train of thought. Really did. Declare His glory among the heathens. That's our job. That's our job. We can do it by praising. We can do it by proclaiming. Be faithful. Saturday morning, soul winning.
Amen.
What an opportunity to come out and proclaim.
Amen. Please.
Amen. You can declare by participating. Not just giving. Pray. Pray. Take those bookmarks. Take those prayer cards of all these missionaries. Pray. You know, we haven't been on the field too long. It's only 2 years. We're still rookies. And there are certain times when you're on the field that you wonder, man, does anybody even care? I mean, this, you know, it's one of those things where the devil, he's a good strategist. He knows what he's doing. He pricks, he pokes you, he wants you to doubt what you're doing for God. But, man, that encouragement comes right in time. I'll get a message or I get an email, hey, we're praying for you. Our church, we highlighted you this Sunday. Boy, what an encouragement. That's a blessing to us. And the dear missionaries here can attest to that as well. You know, as Brother Robbie and his wife were traveling and to get a text message or an email, we're praying for you. Man, that's the highlight of his day, I'm sure. So, folks, it's our job. You're deputizing us to go. And we want to go and declare His glory among the heathens. Participate by giving and by praying. And lastly, prepare. We don't have much time. We do not have much time. We need, America, as Brother Hoover mentioned, is becoming a great mission field. A great mission field. We need servants of the Lord here. For the dear brother, the under shepherd up north,
yeah.
We need a church there. Amen?
Amen.
We need a church there too.
Amen.
But it's, I don't want to be the missionary that comes back and say, "Wow, America is is becoming worse and worse," and I want to come back and see America
Amen.
On fire.
Amen.
Amen. And that's our desire to see, to be able to. Take that verse in Psalm 107, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. I want to see all men praise the Lord.
Amen.
And in order to praise the Lord, they need to know who He is. And so church, let's be faithful. Amen. Let's keep it up. Let's praise Him. Let's proclaim about Him. Let's participate and let's prepare for His coming. Pastor, I'll turn this over to you.
I would like all the children that are 16 years and down, I want you to come up here. And would you please kneel by the steps up here, all the children, 16 and down. I want you to come up here. I need your help. I want you to kneel down. Can you kneel down right there on the steps? Just kneel right down. Okay, good. Just kneel right down there. Get on your knees. There you go. You listening? I need your help. I need your help. Look at me now, Liam. I need your help. I need all your help. This world is not like when I was born in 1947. This world is in a lot of trouble. Unless we get some of you kids to have a heart for missions and become preachers and evangelists and missionaries, we're sunk. We're in trouble. So I want you to pray as best you can that you'd be willing to do what God wants you to do. And then I want all my missionaries to come up and I want you to make a circle around these kids. Missionaries and wives, Come, Pastor. And I want the families of these children to come up and be behind the missionaries. And anybody else that wants to join us, come up here. Get him. And knock that guitar over. There's his mama. There's his mama. Just give it to his mama. He's all right. That was me when I was his age. I was the guy that climbed underneath the pews all the way up to my pastor. My mother was so busy reading the Bible, my pastor said, "Would you come get Sheldon?" And I'd crawl all underneath, banging in on made people's legs. Finally made the top, and Pastor Lindsay was about 6'8", great big old man.
He said, "This year, could you come get Sheldon?"
This is what she said. "I about died."
Thank God for godly mama.
If her godly mamas, godly daddies. You have no idea what's right here. You have no idea what's here. If they would have told my, if my pastor would have said, "You're going to be a preacher and you'd travel all over the world in missions." My mom, I think she had promised God that, but I don't think she believed it. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask you kids to pray that you'll do what God wants you to do. I want you missionary families to pray. I want you families in our church to pray that God would certainly do great work in their hearts and their lives. I hope this burdens you. This burdens you, these children. You ought to burn all of us. Amen. Father, into your hands we give these children. Lord, we give their parents that be willing to allow them to do what you call them to do. But even if they don't, Lord God, I pray they will listen to the power of the Holy Spirit of God in a great way. Lord, thank you for these missionaries who have hallowed our church halls this week. Thank you for their children, Lord God. We ask you to put your protecting hand upon them and put a fiery thorns about them so that no one can hurt them. Lord God, I beg that you would just do a great work in our hearts, our lives. And Lord, the times it comes lonely, help them realize they're not alone because you are there with them. And you can do everything. I pray for these children, Lord God, tonight as they'd pray and say, "Dear Jesus, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll do what you want me to do." Lord, as we end this mission conference tonight, may it not end in our hearts as we prepare to do our best to raise these children right and properly. Lord, that all of us would be at hand trying to teach them as much Bible we can teach them as much character we can teach them, that they may be willing to serve. In the world, would you be changed by these children? In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. All right, you can go back to your seat. Thank you, children. These are my best buddies right there, I'll tell you. Thank you, parents. Have them here. According to Mrs. Hobbs, we need an offering.